But of course, things got worse. When the Inquisition finally got around to the blowjob questions, Clinton was in rare form. He insisted that he never lied to the American public when he assured us months earlier that he did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. His rationale? As he saw it, oral sex wasn't sex. That's when I knew that he thought we had all caught the stupid disease. I look at it this way. If curling is an Olympic sport, then oral sex is sex. And even if someone is bad at it, they should still get a fucking medal. Now, we have four more years with W, as they call him, as if he were an icon. An icon for what? Ineptitude? Please, this guy would have made a terrific Elks Club president, and I am sure he would have done well if he were in charge of the Rotary. Hell, let's just put him in a Rotary and let him go around and around and around until he's as dizzy as the rest of us are. That seems to be the only thing most of our presidents are qualified for anyway. Where do I begin? And when will this ever end? He has uttered banality after banality in these most serious of times with a self-confidence that borders on the delusional. Apparently, he feels self-confidence is a substitute for intelligence. If you listen to him tell it, and I know that's a chore, he has never made a mistake. For God's sake, what more can we ask of him? He stumbled with a purpose into a war with Iraq and had absolutely no plan for what to do afterwards. And no one even called him on it until it was too late. He photo-opted himself onto an aircraft carrier just weeks after the war, appearing in front of a huge banner that read, "Mission accomplished." The irony of it all just kills me. W believes that if he repeats something enough, it will become the truth. I could go on for days like this, but why bother? Let me just say, he is so funny that he is not funny. In my lifetime, I have gone from John F. Kennedy to John F. Kerry, and from Dwight D. Eisenhower to George W. Bush. If that's the evolution of leadership in this country, in just a few more years, we'll all be voting for plants. Which might not be so bad. After all, thanks to their ecological purpose in this world, at least plants try to clean up the air, and that would certainly be an improvement over what we've got now. Pundits tell us we get the representatives we deserve. I have just one question for the American public. Who the fuck ran over God's dog and never bothered to apologize? I will not rest until I find you. And I will. Trust me, you cannot hide.